This is HPR episode 1736 entitled, How I Run My Small Business Using Linux. It is hosted by First Time Post Be Easy and is about 19 minutes long. The summary is, How I Use Linux for My Business.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hey everybody, I'm just going to go through some of what I use to run my small business. This is my first podcast for Hacker Public Radio, and so far it seems like it's going to be too easy to do, and I'll probably do some more after this. After seeing how low the queue is and how much I enjoy the show, and maybe thinking that I might have one or two things to be able to add, I decided to make a couple podcasts. So here's number one. And it has to do with how I use Linux to run my small business. I'm going to go over a little bit about the hardware I use, the applications I use, and just in general how I make it work. First of all, I'm not going to say this is the best way. I'm always open to other ways. And to list, if you want to comment and give me some other application tips, I'm always willing to learn. I've only been using Linux for about 2 years now, maybe three. And ever since I got into it, I was like, well, that's it. That's all I want to do. Windows is off all my computers in the house now. So that's how the type of impression I got, just not just from the type of applications and how good they are, but also, you know, the freedom that you get with it, and not just, you know, the free of cost, but also the actual how you can change everything and learn how to make everything work. I've learned a lot about how computers work, and it's actually made me a lot more marketable as a consultant. So yeah, like I was saying, a little bit about my business. I'm a consultant. I work for different types of companies in laboratory space, so bioinformatics, quality systems management, project management for laboratory information systems, you know, making some servers, all types of stuff. Try to do a lot of different things and try to have a really breadth of knowledge. And so I started my own business. I said, I'm going to run the whole thing on Linux. So how am I going to do that? So a little bit about the hardware that I have. I have a System 76 Galago Ultra Pro from about 2 years ago, I guess a year and a half ago. I also use a Synology Distation DS213J. And I use that as the backend for my syncing and to host some file shares for some of my clients. And, you know, I have an Android phone and I run my whole business, you know, through, you know, my System 76, my Synology NAS, and my LG G2. Some of the applications I use two pieces of proprietary software, which are the Synology Cloud Station, which is one of the companion applications that come with the NAS itself to sync my applications, sync a lot of my documents and stuff. And I was using BitTorrent Sync for a while instead of Synology Cloud Station, but with 2.0's release, I've now come back to Synology. So I'm like, well, if I'm going to be using something proprietary, I might as well use something that's heavily integrated into the system I'm already using that has a native Linux client that works really well. It's integrated into Nautilus, into Thunar, and into, I haven't tried it in KDE, but I'm pretty sure it works in KDE as well. So the second proprietary piece of software I use is a wireframe sketcher. It's called Wireframe Sketcher, and it allows me to make mockups for different applications that I might be working on or that I might be creating as a part of a team. And I've also used Balsamiq. They also have a client, but it relies on Adobe Air, and I didn't want to have to install Adobe Air since Adobe stopped supporting Linux, and there's only a 32-bit client that works. And I've put it on a 32-bit system, and it works, but I'd rather have something that was native on a 64-bit for Linux, and that's cross-platform. And so it runs on top of Java, so that works just fine. For free software, I use a lot of things. First of all, I write almost all my documentation in Markdown first. So I might change it from that format to other formats, including for my website. But I use Markdown for a lot of things. So I also use Pandoc, which is a way to transform files of one type to another. So I use it for Markdown a lot. So to go from Markdown to HTML or Markdown to Doc or DocX or ODT, or to go from the other way around to bring stuff over to Markdown from other formats. I also use Discount, which is a Markdown to HTML command line tool as well. I use both Firefox and Chrome or Chromium for browsing the web, and there's a lot of web applications that I use that I'm not really gonna go into right now. I use gvim and also just use regular vim on the command line to do most of my text editing. I was using HeruPad for a while, but now I've gone back to just gvim because it's a lot more flexible in terms of, you know, once you start to get into the vim way of doing things, you start to miss it when you're not in that program. I use LibreOffice to open Office documents. I usually don't write anything in LibreOffice. I will every once in a while, sometimes for like spreadsheets and stuff, I'll write stuff in LibreOffice. But any of my word processing, I just do in gvim. I also use Planner, which is a native project management software. And I've dabbled in a couple other ones, but this is the one I use for my own when I make my own projects. Some other ones I use to open up other, like when people send me stuff that's in Microsoft format. But when I'm making my own projects, I use Planner. I use Hamster, which is a to-do, not really a to-do list maker. It's more of a way to record the time that you spend on different tasks. It's the way I bill my clients. I use it kind of as a timesheet. I use to-do.txt, which is my actual to-do list maker for that. And it's a command line tool. There's also an app, Windows. There's all types of apps for it, for mobile devices and for all the different platforms. And I use it to manage my to-do list. I use GNU Cache for my accounting. VirtualBox for a lot of, I have to spin up Windows applications. So I do a lot of stuff with .NET and, you know, some enterprise IE dependent application development and configuration. So I always like to have a couple servers to spin up for that. If you don't know about Modern IE, Modern IE is a way that Microsoft provides so you can just get a 90-day trial for Windows and IE so that you can, you know, do development in that environment. And so when it expires, you just make a new one. It's not a big deal. I also use Thunderbird for email. So I manage my personal and work email through that. And I've tried to use Geary, and that works just fine, but I like to use Enigmail and the stationary plugins for Thunderbird, which make it so that my it's more of like a robust system. So Enigmail for being able to, I don't really use the encryption that much, but I use it to digitally sign important documents that I want people to know that this is the authentic version of the email, and the stationary plugin to send out professional looking emails. I use California, and I think that's by the same people who make Shotwell. I use that as my calendar app, and it has looks really nice. It's really simple, and it can import ICS files that accompany a lot of those invites that you get, and it works just very well. I chose that over Thunderbird's plugin because I think the GUI is better. Not that the Thunderbird version doesn't work, I just like it better. On the command line, I also have a couple apps I use. I use Ranger a lot, and I was using Midnight Commander, but I've kind of switched to Ranger because I can look at all my text files real time and just switch through them because I keep all my notes in Markdown. So Ranger is a command line file manager, which has live previews using, I think it uses either Lynx or W3M as like as a way to view your different files that you're looking at. So it's very handy. If you haven't used Ranger, I highly suggest it. I use a couple other things on the command line. Like I said, pandoc, discount, todo.txt I use a lot on the command line too. But there's also a plugin for different systems. Right now, my current setup is Ubuntu 14.04. I just switched back from this to this from Ubuntu GNOME because I just miss Unity. Sorry, everyone who hates Unity. I don't hate it. I find it really productive. But right to each his own. Some other programs I use. I use Meld to pair documents. I know I command line. Sometimes I'll just use diff, or I'll use vim diff when I'm in vim. But Meld is a nice way to compare two documents in a visual manner in a GUI, and also allows you to actually do three. I think it'll let you look at three documents at the same time, and also look at directories and see changes in directories as well. So if you use rsync or something like that and you want to look at stuff, you can use Meld to do that too. For backups, I do backups a couple different ways because I like to have different backups in different places. So with my LG G2, it came with 50 gigabytes free storage on box.com. And so I use Dropbox for a lot of my personal stuff, but I use Box for my business to be able to host certain files for some of my clients since I had that free 50 gig. And also I use DejaDupe because DejaDupe has an ability to sync through WebDAV. And so I use Box's WebDAV availability to leave a couple of backups. I do a weekly backup to Box. And it's just, you know, like I said, it's WebDAV. And so it's client-side encrypted before it's sent. I use SystemBack daily on a local external hard drive. And I also use rsync because I have an encrypted partition. And I back up that encrypted partition using rsync on another encrypted partition that I keep in a safe. So all my important documents are backed up that way. And I don't even keep an encrypted copy anywhere on the internet. That's the majority of what I use. I also use, it's technically GPL license. It's a L2TP IPC IPsec VPN client. One of my clients, actually more than one, use Cisco routers and have like a Meraki VPN server. And I use this L2TP IPsec VPN client to connect to it. They had a PPA and it 404'd when I tried to install it for the first time. So I just went to Launchpad and found it and found the .deb and downloaded it and it installed and works just fine. I can connect just fine. It's kind of disappointing that it doesn't, you know, but that's the thing that you end up getting when you are using Ubuntu sometimes. Sometimes things stop being maintained and there isn't a 14.10 version. So that's the other reason why I came back to Unity, because I already had to go back to 14.04. So I said, let me go back to 14.04 and go back to Unity at the same time. So that's the majority of what I use on a daily basis for what I do for work. I really enjoy using Linux for work. And I, whenever I get a chance, when I'm in front of customers, I always, if I don't bring up Linux in particular, there's usually a situation where they're having a problem with one of their vendors And it's a lot of times has to do with being able to access their data when they want to, or being able to customize or configure the system in ways that they don't necessarily support. And when it's not supported, they just don't let it happen at all, and it's a lockdown. And I'll usually try to put in a little jab about, you know, this is why you don't use proprietary software, which is why it has rubbed off a little bit. I have had people use take some of my suggestions and use a couple of other things that I like to use, or that I've discovered in my day to day. So, you know, I'm not the biggest diehard, you know, Richard Stallman follower and zealot, but I do promote free software wherever I go, not only for its cost effectiveness, but also because, you know, it does the job just as well, if not better, than its proprietary counterparts a lot of times. And, you know, it can be your daily driver and run your complete business. I do. I have no reason to do anything else. I have a couple of droplets on DigitalOcean, which are, you know, Linux-based that I do syncing to. And, you know, learning all this stuff has allowed me to be able to troubleshoot things that I would have never had an opportunity to be able to even know anything about. And so learning Linux on the desktop has helped me learn Linux in the server space. So that's going to conclude my first podcast. So thanks, everyone, for listening. If you stuck around for the whole thing, I appreciate it. And I'll see you on the next one. Bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.